Hello there. My name is Robert with Minnesota Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions. On the effort of local community-based organizations working on community issues, this is not a sales call. Do you have just a few minutes? Your opinion is very important.
Okay.
Thank you. Is your zip code 55055?
No.
What is your zip code, sir? Sorry.
55413.
55413. Thank you. Okay. And your year of birth, sir, if you don't mind?
1967.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let me start the survey. Say thank you. What is your race, sir? Select what applies. White, black, or African American?
White.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school do you have completed on the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, master degree, professional degree?
Some college.
Okay, no problem. Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent, sir?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party or neither?
Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied with the directions on which the community is heading? Very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, very satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better on the next years? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, somewhat better, much better.
I think somewhat better.
Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues more important to you: rising cost of living, access to quality education, affordable quality housing, reproductive or maternal health, protective and expanding voting rights, affordable quality healthcare, reducing racism and discrimination, public safety, including gun violence, crime changes in environment, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform.
I'll go with health care, reducing violence, and let's just go with those two.
Okay. Okay. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Alternative first responder to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increase gun control statewide. Increase police presence. Increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Decrease police presence. Community-led violence prevention initiatives.
Well,
I can repeat it again.
I think the community initiatives is where it starts.
Okay.
And I guess after that, my response would not be one of the selections, so.
Okay, let me read them again to you. Alternative first respond to police, including mental health expert and welfare agents. Increase gun control statewide. Increase police presence. Increase drug control and rehabilitation effort statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Decrease police presence.
We'll go with the more employment opportunities.
Okay. And one more, sir, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Increase gun control statewide, increase police presence, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, decrease police presence.
I'll say with the drug control.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. What aspect of public safety do you believe are working well on your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Emergency response services, community engagement and cooperation, drug and substance abuse prevention, law enforcement programs, juvenile justice program, neighborhood watch initiatives, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, support for victims of crime, gun control measures, mental health support services. I can repeat them again, sir.
Okay.
Emergency response services, community engagement and cooperation, drug and substance abuse.
Community engagement, we'll go with that, number one.
Okay. Law enforcement programs, juvenile justice programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, support for victims of crime, gun control measures, mental health support services.
The juvenile.
Thank you. One more, sir, if you don't mind.
Again, I think it's off track there.
Okay, no problem. Okay, continue. There are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work on your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best on your community. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain causes. Reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations. Culturally specific community healing practices. Diversifying police ranks. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Increased civilians overseeing. Hello?